Week one of the fantasy season is in the books. Uncle Buck destroys Mr. Kamish in what was supposed to be the game of the week. Uncle Buck just asserts what he had last season. Mr. Gilbert hangs on in a nail biter. Mr. Woody proving he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And Mr. Ryan proving what we all thought he'd be. Man, was this a surprising week. I mean, we start with the breakdowns, and we're going to begin with Mr. Gilbert. I mean, Mr. Gilbert, he gets it done, but Mr. Dad putting up a performance I didn't think he'd put up. And you got to think about it. Mr. Dad, he didn't have Mark Andrews, right? He didn't have Jonathan Taylor. He benched Herbert for two, which turned out to be an excellent decision by him. P-Ron had a great game, so all signs are pointing yes for Mr. Gilbert. He's looking good, looking amazing, and you can see doing what Mr. Gilbert decides to do every Monday night, taking out that defense, taking out the kicker because he doesn't want to mess with it. Would have got him even more points, 13 points for Bass, 7 points for Buffalo. So there's that, but still good performance for Mr. Dad, taking that into next week and a great performance. Mr. Woody and Mr. Luke, I mean just Mr. Woody, doing what he needed to do to be a playoff team. It hurts didn't have the best week, but he was going up against Burrow, and we all know how that one went. Pollard and Jones, one of the best 2 weeks for running backs, and Mr. Luke had him. Garrett Wilson played pretty good for his first game. It was going to be I wasn't really sold on the Garrett Wilson hype train yet, especially now, not now, with Aaron Rodgers out and injured, but it was just not a good performance for Mr. Luke. He'll regroup, but Mr. Woody doing what he needs to be doing, ETN, San Francisco defense, it just all went right for him. Miss Lori and Mr. Ryan, I mean, Mr. Ryan, what did we not expect to happen? Right now I'm looking at his bench, and his bench could have put up a fight with Miss Lori. I mean, he's, with the addition of Breece Hall, Mr. Ryan's going to be unstoppable this season. It's going to be tough to take him down, especially if guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jalen Waddle, Stephon Diggs, Christian McCaffrey keep putting up the numbers that they put up in week one. And for Miss Lori, it's kind of what I expected, just a subpar game. Not the best, but it's still not terrible. There are some good signs there, but bad game for Harrison Jackson. So we'll have to see what happens next week with Miss Lori. Not such a great game for him. Probably one of the worst weeks. It's probably one of the worst weeks when the Kamish took on Uncle Buck. Could even break 70. Now, they had Aaron Rodgers in the starting position, but it just didn't show up. Adams didn't show up. Henry didn't show up. Samuel didn't show up. Kittle didn't show up. I didn't have one guy over 15 points. And when you don't have a guy over 15 points in this deep of a league with players to the max, you're going to struggle. You got to have guys who will show up week by week. That's why these matchups are so key. Just like this would be if this was a 14-team league. It's so crucial for guys to put up points. And when you don't put up points, you get smacked. And that's exactly what happened this week. Despite Barkley, Gibbs, and Allen not performing, the Cheetah, Devontae Smith, Keenan Allen, guys showed up. Really, just Tyreek Hill really just destroying, doing what he needed to do. And Uncle Buck cruises to victory. So we look at it now. Still working on trying to get these divisions knocked out, but we'll leave it for now. That they'll be gone by the time the season ends. But, I mean, you see it now, Mr. Woody, Mr. Gilbert leading the way as Mr. Luke and myself fall to 0-1. Mr. Ryan and Uncle Buck commanding in the East like they did last season with Mr. Dad and Miss Lori following. And not that much action on the waiver order. We saw the new Rams guy really show up, and he goes by the name of, I believe, it'll show up here for me. He goes by the name of, and get this, Puka Nacua. Showing up for the Rams with Cooper Kupp out, 21.9 points, 10 receptions, 15 targets for 119 yards. Didn't bring in a touchdown, but still a great performance by him. All eyes on him. We go down to the week two predictions, and we're going to look into the game of Mr. Woody and Mr. Gilbert. And you would think it'd be Mr. Woody, but Mr. Gilbert's right there. He's got guys, especially with Ridley, is a great guy there. He's going to have Ayuk in. He's going to get Kelsey back. And Mr. Gilbert, watch out. He's going to be deadly. It'll be interesting to see how Alexander Mattison performs against that Eagle team, but it'll all start on Thursday. If you get a hot start tomorrow, it's going to be hard to bring him down, but Mr. Woody's got a great team in himself. But I'm going to go with the Mr. Gilbert upset. Miss Lori and Miser Dad, this is a big matchup. This is going to be a turning point here for both of these teams. They need a win, right? And this is the perfect guy I want to be facing if I need a win, and that'd be, I want to be facing Miss Lori or I want to be facing Miser Dad. And I hate to say it, I'm kind of sold on Miser Dad here. I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to get the win, and he's going to improve to 1-1, proving that he still has something in the tank. And myself and Mr. Luke, just this team's trying to find a win. Keys to victory for Mr. Luke. Aaron Jones and Tony Pollard, they got to perform, right? They got to keep doing what they're doing. But it's going to be Joe Burrow, right? Does Joe Burrow step up? Same thing over here. It's going to be in quarterbacks here. Does the two quarterbacks, and Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow, show up at their games? Do they play well? And do they finally prove that they are back to the standard that they were once held at? It's going to be big. It's going to be interesting to see, really. Uncle Buck and Mr. Ryan, it's going to be the game of the week. And it's going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be, though, it's going to come down to what's on paper, right? The matchups, we look at everything. I think it's going to go down to Mr. Ryan getting the win here because Uncle Buck, he's got a great squad. But he kind of got away with something because of the Tyreek Hill 45-point performance. Does Hill do that again? He'll have a good chance to win, of course, but he's got to have other guys step up. We'll have to see who it is. Will it be Gibbs? Will it be Barkley? Will it be Pitts? Will it be Allen? Which guy will step up and get the win for Uncle Buck? So that's all you have it on today's podcast. Quick little one to recap the weeks here. It's going to still, these podcasts right now, there's not really too much to say as of now because it's just too early to tell, right? So when we get into, you know, the week three, the week four, that's when we'll start comparing them to NFL teams. We'll start with the interviews, and I'll start breaking down the teams a little bit more. But for right now, we're still getting into the season. We're still waiting to see what's going to happen. These first 3 weeks are like your trial weeks. Week four, week five, week six, that's your main thing. That's when you start making a little push, little stretches to the final U-Haul of the season. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in week two, which team rebounds, and which team just can't get it going. We'll see it next Tuesday, Wednesday, for the next podcast.